Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Welcome to the Lady Gang. You're about to listen to our podcast, but there is so much more our community has to offer. Follow us at the Lady Gang, join our secret Facebook group, shop our clothing line, books, and find out when we're going to be in your city at theladygang.com. We're so excited you're here. Enjoy the show.
I'm so excited to tell you that you can go to dailyharvest.com and enter code LADY to get $25 off your first box. That's code LADY for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin. You guys, I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up at Good Week, Bad Week. Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Hi, and I'm Nancy O'Dell.
Third time's a charm, Becca.
Seriously, that was... couldn't have been timed more perfectly. I hope we leave that up in here.
We will.
We're leaving it in.
Because I'm going to tell you why, and it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
So here's my good week and my bad week. My good week is I was asked by one of my favorite authors to voice an audiobook, a novel, a 320-page novel.
Oh.
And I was so excited because, A, I read the book and it's a fucking amazing book.
Are you allowed to say what book it is or no?
I don't think I can yet. Okay. But it's like a woman, it's two women, it's a thriller, like it's so good. And I am so honored that she would ask me to do that. But let me tell you something. My bad week is sitting in my closet for 4 to 5 hour stretches by myself with a director on Zoom reading a book, and like your eyes cross after a while. Your eyes cross, you can't form a sentence, you can't get certain words out, like words that are so easy to say, you can't pronounce at all. And then you're also trying to act it out because it's not like, you know, the Lady Gang was easy to read because it's our own stories and it's not that dramatic. I mean, this is dramatic. There's like murder scenes. There's like you're being attacked. You're screaming. And I'm like, oh, my God, who thought I was capable of doing this? It's like one of those jobs I got into where I'm like, I am not capable. I do not have the skill set. How did I get this job?
I was going
to
say
kind it's of fun to like be an audiobook reader when it was our book. And then if you f***ed up a word, you're just like, ha, ha, ha.
Also, yes, and then you kept going. Let's just forget that we didn't use that many hard words in our book.
We did not. Four letters was about as high as we went. So I'm sure this is crazy.
I think I said exacerbate once in the book. And I was like, that's
enough. And it took you like 27 times.
Yes, because it's a hard word to pronounce. But that's the thing. It's like, well, number one, we split up Act Like the Lady between three people. And it was only 290 pages or something like that. And then it was our own words. So we know how to say our own, like say out the sentences that we would write. So I can't imagine. That sounds like a tough job.
I'm so excited and also terrified. I only did one day so far and I have four to go. And
wow,
it's actually a really good practice in just a life skill that I think I could do better with. I have a really bad thing in my brain where if I start to fuck something up or I start to be bad at something or whatever it is, if it goes in a negative down a negative path, I start to really fucking head first plummet down.
I spiral.
And I have been having to give myself these crazy pep talks of being like, nope, you're not going to do this. We can do this. This is not impossible. They're not asking you to cure cancer. You just have to read a book. So I have to like do this and get myself pumped up. Like, you're not an idiot. I mean, you're kind of an idiot, but you're here and there's no turning back. So like, it's been a huge practice in me doing that just in general. I do it in every aspect of my life. So hopefully this is major therapy on it, like immersion therapy. So there's my bad week and I won't be talking anymore. Kelty?
You didn't do a good week.
Yeah,
my good week was being
asked. Job.
Like, oh. I don't want to sound like I'm ungrateful because this is such a huge honor. Like it's just amazing.
Honestly, I was jealous as when you said I'm reading an audiobook and I was like, no one asked me to read an audiobook for them. And I love reading. I mean,
because your audiobook would sound like you're just like rude. TV hosting the whole book.
I know. I understand that. And that's why I'm not getting offered these jobs. But like, I am a professional voice person. So I would love.
But these are usually actors that act out.
Cause it's a thriller. You gotta have your modes.
Yeah. Anything like fiction, it's usually like people way more. And then you like go down a spiral where you listen to other people read audiobooks and they're so good.
Wow.
And there's a lot of pressure. This is a best-selling author. This is like a very important person.
A lot of people will be reading or listening.
Say like narrated by Becca Tobin and they're like, and then the Google review is like, I loved the book, but this girl reading it, Rebecca Tobin, was horrible. Her voice sounded like a squeegee.
I don't want anybody to tell me what the reviews are on this book. Like, please don't reach out. The only thing I want to hear is like, hey, I listened. It was great. Period.
Yes. Positive reviews only, please.
Do you remember when we had Heather on a couple weeks ago and she was talking about the Bystanders?
Mm-hmm.
Bystanders, mm-hmm. Bystanders, new podcast. I've been listening. And Jane Lynch's, I mean, they're all amazing voice actors on this, but like Jane Lynch is the narrator. Her voice is... Yeah. Oh my, I'm like, I would listen to Jane Lynch read my credit card bill. Like it's so enjoyable.
I know.
The podcast is great too.
I wish Jane would do a podcast. She's like one of the funniest people. And
Or like just, or sleep stories. I'll take sleep stories.
Ooh,
on the
app,
you know? Okay. My good week is, you're not going to believe this, everyone, but we have birds again.
Oh no.
but it was really sweet how I found out.
2 minutes if you want to get through the story.
probably 12.
Yeah, no, I'm right. So when the babies hatched and they flew away, I actually had a little tear because I have enjoyed watching them and being a part of nature. And then I read online that this type of sparrow that I think the bird is will never inhabit the old like thing again, because it's like full of shit and like, you know, nasty. But then I kept coming home and I kept seeing a bird sit in there and I was like, oh, this is so cute. Like some of the babies are like, this is a great place for me to hang. Like I like that they're still using the house. And then I was like, oh, and then a lot of the poop is gone. Like they must be cleaning it up. I don't know. It's so weird. Anyway, so I got home on Sunday after working and I was really tired. And we've been getting along like on the surface, but inside we're both like grumbling at each other. And so Chris was like, I have something to show you. And I was like, oh my God, maybe it's flowers. Maybe it's a tuffy, you know? And he was like, he brought out the thing and then he like put me up on the stool and we had 3 new eggs.
In the same nest?
Same nest. But
that doesn't sound right.
I know. That's why
you think like, Chris Knight bought some fake eggs.
No.
I thought they never came back to the next nest twice. Wasn't that like the number one bird rule?
These are the new eggs.
Jordan almonds to me.
I know they do. These are new eggs, but look at this. She went in and she refuzzed the nest because that was all ruined when the last babies were born.
Do we think it's a new mom?
I don't know. It doesn't really look as big as the old mom. Like, I think it might be one of the babies having babies. Anyway, it's a lot of things. I'm so excited about this. And now I have another thing to look forward to since my parents are never going to come to LA and visit me. Jack, my bad week has to do with you.
Oh, no.
And it's a bad week by proxy for you, by me, but also a bad week for me.
Okay.
I was listening to the radio to Jack FM here in LA and they stole Jacktivities. They're using it as a whole marketing thing. And they're like, let's take a look at this week's Jacktivities on Monday, blah, 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 at the drive-in. On Tuesday, you can go, we're going to be in this parking lot. Jacktivities is their whole marketing thing. Jacktivities, Jack FM. I just want you, Jack FM, to say where you got Jacktivities from. It's us.
This seems a little bit too coincidental, I have to say.
I agree.
Who works at Jack FM that has been stealing from the Lady Gang? Because you know something else will pop up too.
You know, like next thing, they're going to be like, come, our Jacktivity on Friday is a Jacktail. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Dude, if they use Jacktail, no, like, how? When can I sue?
Jacktail is, that would be too, that would be like, too obvious they were stealing. Because Jacktivity, it wouldn't be crazy to assume that someone also thought to do that with the name Jack.
Maybe.
But Jacktail is like,
it doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah. So keep us posted, radio listeners. I won't be listening to Jack FM anymore. The Steelers.
I didn't know anybody listened to Jack FM, to be honest.
I didn't know anyone listened to FM.
They well, do some, that, you know, that is what I've learned in the past couple months with the main song on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people listen to the radio still. I haven't.
I listen to the radio.
You do?
Turn it on 98.7. Yeah, because I've been so listening to Sticky.
You know, they've been playing it so much. Mm-hmm. I love to listen to the radio, and I listen to a lot of radio, just Spanish radio stations. It's like one of the best ways to learn the language is just to listen because Smart. They're saying such like regular everyday terminology. So they say to watch soap operas, but we know I'm not going to stop and like sit on the couch and watch TV, even if it's in English. So I'm like, radio. Jack?
Okay. So my good week is kind of bleak, but that's fine. My driver's license expired and I just discovered, and I don't know if this is a COVID thing or if this has been a thing for years and I've never had to deal with it, but you can renew your driver's license online.
Oh, you can try.
Oh, no.
Did you get it yet?
No.
I put in my renewal in March and it never showed up. And now I have to go to the DMV and my license is expired. Yeah. So good luck. Godspeed.
No. I was like, this is so easy. I just had to pay $38. Mm-hmm. It was delightful. And I was like, this seems too easy. Like somebody could probably steal my information and then steal my identity. But I really went for it. And I didn't really, I'm like, am I going to really check if this website's the real government website? I don't know. But I did. I'll keep you posted because I really don't want to go to the DMV. That sounded like such a nice, like technological advance that we had.
Oof. And the LA DMV is a dark place.
We all have to go to the DMV to get those real IDs, at some point.
I
know, though.
So I may as well just go. But anyway, I'm annoyed. I literally was just calling the DMV this morning because my
driver's license never came.
And my lease is up and I got to get a new car. Anyway.
Okay. So my bad week is a word. Not a dictionary word, but this word, chuggy. Have you guys heard of it?
Oh, yeah, of course. So chuggy.
So no. Chuggy is allegedly what the Gen Zers are using to shame us more as millennials and of our basic chuginess. Bitchy chugginess. So it's like with the skinny jeans and then the side part and all that shit. But I looked up like a list of what people, the Gen Zers, are like making fun of us for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's mean.
What is it?
So I highlighted some of my favorites. So we have wearing skinny jeans, Starbucks merchandise, getting your Starbucks cup refilled at the Starbucks, which Kelsey loves to do.
Okay. Sorry that I'm saving the planet for you and your children, Gen Z. Okay. That's not fair.
Anything rose gold, the phrase not today, Satan. Anything marble, the double GG Gucci belts, which we need to retire. That's fine. Wearing a denim jacket, succulents, and referring to your plants as your babies or your children, which I love.
But plants need you to talk
to them.
I've got
to be honest.
If you don't talk to the plants, they'll die. They can hear your energy.
Everything that Gen Z hates about millennials is also what I hate about millennials.
That's
Does
what I'm
that
saying.
That mean that I'm a Gen Zer?
Yes.
I've hated skinny jeans forever.
I've never owned a skinny jean.
Ever. I've been doing a middle part for a very long time, way before these idiots had TikTok. I don't have succulents. I certainly don't call plants babies. I mean, I think I am cool.
There are a few more.
I'm over here with my Gucci belt on, talking to my plants.
Okay.
I mean,
with your ship-laughed bathroom. I guess you don't live there anymore.
And a marble countertop.
Mm-hmm. Giving your car a name once you're older than 18. Mm-mm. Those water bottles that have timings of when to drink, which I owned and I got rid of.
Shit.
I mean, hydration is nothing to laugh at, Gen Z. Okay.
And having multiple highlights saved on your Instagram profile that are all coordinated. There are two.
That's beautiful. That is pleasurable.
But here's the thing about the new Gen Z aesthetic that I like is like not caring. You know, caring too much about your internet presence, I think, is a thing right. that
Guys,
is sort of going
I
out the
am
window.
You're
a Gen Zer. There are
it's
two things.
They didn't grow up in MySpace where the only fun thing you had to do on the internet was like do a new background that had like moving hearts and your theme song and putting your top eight. Like we've been organizing our social media since the beginning of time.
Did That's you true. Know that the high school kids right now, they do this thing where they only have one picture up in their feed?
Oh.
And they only do, they put stuff in their stories, I think, to like, so that you can't like call back and have receipts on people.
Oh, so, or do high schoolers even have Instagram?
Yes. I mean, some of them still do, but yeah, a lot of them have. I know this because my friend works for someone who has a high school daughter and she was creeping on her Instagram and realized that she and She's all of her friends, everything. They take down everything from their feed.
Well, yeah.
It's not,
well,
not and they, smart.
They're probably private, so just their friends can see all their shenanigans. And
exactly.
Their parents can't see what they're doing.
I mean, if this... Yeah, it's kind of genius.
That is genius.
Should I be private?
I mean,
you're right, Kelty.
Yeah, right.
But how will I live?
Private?
Who would you be? You're Tinkerbell, you'd die.
That's true. Okay, well, I'm so excited about this episode today, so let's get into it.
Here's a fun story about our sponsor, Daily Harvest. So my brother has been kind of going through it lately, and he was not eating properly, and the poor nutrition had led to a bunch of health complications. And I was like, you know what? I don't know why I didn't think of this till now, but I'm going to sign you up for a Daily Harvest subscription. And now he's getting amazing food that's built on whole organic fruits and vegetables delivered to his home. The flatbreads, the soups, the smoothies, it all conveniently stays super fresh in the freezer until he's ready to make it. And I call him a blend machine now because every day he'll be like, look at what I'm having for breakfast. And it makes me feel so much better that I know he's getting these healthy snacks and they're so easy that even when he's not feeling great, he's able to make amazing food for himself. And we've loved Daily Harvest for a long time in my household too. So I'm so excited to tell you that you can go to dailyharvest.com and enter code LADY to get $25 off your first box. That's code LADY for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
You know what I really wish that they taught us in high school? How to invest your money properly. It's so confusing and it's so overwhelming to start thinking about investing, but I have an amazing sponsor for you and it is Public.com. So Public.com is the investing social network where you can buy stocks for any amount of money and share ideas with a community of investors. So the Public.com app is free to use and there are no account minimums to get started. And with fractional investing, you can buy slices of stocks at any amount of money versus the full shares. So you can literally get started with as little as $1. And when you invest with Public.com, you're never investing alone. They make it easy to collaborate and build your confidence as an investor. And Public.com takes the responsible approach. They don't promote risky or gambling-like behavior, and they offer complex trading tools to beginners, and they don't encourage day trading. So go to Public.com/lady to follow me on Public.com and see what I'm investing in. You can start investing today with as little as $1, and you'll even get a free slice of stock when you join. Just go to Public.com/lady to download the Public.com app and valid for U.S. residents 18 and older, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice.
So something that I decided to do this summer season to make it slow down a little bit, because it seems like it's the season that flies by and I don't even know what happened. I'm adding in little rituals to my weeks because it gives me something to look forward to. It gives me an opportunity to just be present, whatever that ritual is for you. One of mine is on the weekends, if I'm sitting outside in the hot Texas sun, cracking open a Coors Light is so delicious. There's something very nostalgic about the taste of Coors Light for me. It is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It is literally made to chill. It is so crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Perfect for a moment to unwind this summer. So when you need to slow down,
just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Light is the official beer of slowing down summer. So because as the beer that's made to chill, we want you to savor every second of summer. Get Coors Light summer packaging. That's fun. Straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. That's right. Straight to your door. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is a trailblazing, outspoken, funniest meme poster on Instagram and the world's first transgender supermodel. She's appeared in Vogue, Elle, Forbes, and has worked with brands like Topshop and Opening Ceremony while walking in multiple New York Fashion Weeks around and around the world. Not only that, but she starred on the Oxygen series Strut and is here today to bring some fashion and looks to the Lady Gang. Please welcome Arise Wanzer.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. So you're drinking from a cup with your own face on it, which is iconic.
I am. Thank you. Yes. All available at dragqueenmerch.com.
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
Getting my now.
So what right. we met for like one of my first COVID dinners out. And the thing that has stuck with me, I mean, a lot of things, we were like four or five drinks in by the end of the night. But the thing that stuck with me is that Arise is sitting there and I found out two things. Number one, we don't eat white food when we're supermodels. And number two, that a trans woman supermodel has to have the exact same size as a born woman. So it's like Arise has the same measurements as like a Gigi Hadid.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I've been a model since I was 17. And so I've had to adhere to all of these rules and regulations. That I signed up for. So I'm not complaining about that. I am complaining about the opportunity that's granted to trans women because we have to have the same measurements as all these girls, but we don't get the same campaigns and we're not pushed for the same jobs because we're a gimmick. They're like, oh, we can put you in the spread of this and it pays in clothes. When I left New York, I lived there for 3 years. I was at a major model agency. I cannot say because They can probably sue me.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure I signed something that says I can't dog them right now because I'm dogging them. When I left there, I was a master seller on eBay from like selling Alexander Wang stuff I was fit for, Michael Kors couture collection. So like I was a master seller on eBay because you had to pay your rent. And so when you're trans, you're not given Macy's, which pays like $280,000 or used to. They're probably more now. But which my friend got, and she is trans, and they don't know that.
Well, this is what's interesting is, you know, well, first of all, I want to know how you got discovered because we actually never got into this. So how did you start? Because you're a tall drink of water and obviously gorgeous, but who discovered you and how did you get into it?
I honestly, I have to give myself and my parents the credit to my modeling career because if you don't have kind of well-off parents, you're not going to be a successful model because there's going to be a lot of broke days because you don't start out Bella and Gigi Hadid. Like they, guess what they started out with?
Rich Daddy's money.
Their parents' money.
Rich parents.
Right.
Rich parents. Yeah. So if you aren't starting out kind of wealthy, you're going to start out in debt. And mm-hmm. So I didn't start out in debt. So when I got signed to an agency at 17, my mom could afford the pictures. She could afford me to be on the website because you pay for being on the website. You pay for being on models.com. You pay your own flights. Yeah, you pay for all those things because it'll sound like it's included. Like, oh, they're flying you out to LA to do this shoot. When you're a brand new model, you are flying yourself out and you're going to pay for it with the shoot money. So it looks like you're going to make $20,000. You will maybe make around $3,000 for that gig. And then you live in a model apartment with six other people. But again, I didn't have to go that journey. I know a lot of girls who did. I know, I don't know, over 1,000 girls who did.
But it's like destined to fail.
Right.
Yeah, no, destined to fail because you like, there'll be girls who get dropped from the agency and still owe like $40,000 on their, on their debt, on their agency debt.
Damn.
So you rack up an agency debt because you live in that model apartment and you pay real apartment prices to live with six other girls in one bedroom. And so, yeah, so these are the ugly sides of modeling. And luckily, none of that is at Slay Models where I'm at because he is changing the game, which is great.
That's awesome.
Well, gosh. And since you were 17 when you started, like how have you seen things change? Like obviously you've changed the game for a lot of people.
It's funny because, again, I'm a proud 34. Kids on TikTok, kids on Instagram will message me and they're like, how do I start modeling? I'm like, bitch, I used to walk around to go sees and open calls with a hardcover book with my pictures in it. And they tell you no and that you're fat to your face. Okay. Now you can submit photos online. You can post. You can get viral and popular. And you can get signed today. Yeah. Like there's so much opportunity. I can't teach you how to be a model from 1,000 years ago. I can teach you some techniques during modeling. But how to become one, I don't know now because I did it the old way. So there's a new way now.
Right.
That's such a good point. It's like anyone in entertainment who is over 22, we don't have the same way to get in. I mean, it was it was a lot harder.
It was way harder. We did like not have the internet.
The like manual way.
Yeah. My first agencies, they were all surrounded by phones. It wasn't a big computer thing. Like they used computer, like they used Excel to make girls' schedules. But other than that, it was like.
Did you have an answering service?
I didn't personally.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I didn't personally, no. But I did have an answering machine that was always full of my agent. Her name was Barbara. And she's like, hey, hey. Oh, it's your machine. Hey, so you're going to go on the pier at 4 o'clock and don't smell like alcohol. You smelled like alcohol last time. I'm like, okay.
Amazing.
I'm like, because I was at brunch, bitch. I didn't know I was supposed to be at the pier.
Trying to live my life.
What's your best casting story and what's your like worst casting that you've ever been to?
Okay, so my worst casting was for a major lingerie brand that will go unnamed again. And it was my second go back. And then after that, they picked the girls.
Yeah.
And so I find out at the casting, I'm basically a diversity hire, but not a hire, diversity casting. Like, oh, we brought in like 3 trans girls and this one made it to the final round. Sorry, we're not doing the trans thing this year, but you know, maybe next season, blah, blah, blah. Like this is, oh God, almost 10 years ago, but we all know who they are. Anyway, I'd fit all the clothes. I looked amazing. We were walking and you go back and forth and you walk and you walk and you walk and you think you're going to get there. Mm-mm. You're just a trans gimmick to make it look like they're kind of getting inclusive. They were never getting inclusive.
They
did recently. Anyway, but again, that's how you know exactly who they are. But, and in my best casting story, I would say, one was, okay, so I booked the Lululemon campaign, I think 2 years ago. Yeah, because last year didn't happen. So it was definitely the year before that. Anyway, so yeah, 2 years ago now. Because I did a photo shoot for, it was Candy Magazine. And then I did a follow-up shoot for that photographer for the Tori Amos music video called Flavor. So I'm in that, if you go look at it.
Ooh, but, Tori Amos.
Yeah, no, love Tori Amos. I was like, oh my God, my sisters are gonna gag right now because they love Tori Amos. But so I'm in that music video and the assistant to the photographer hit me up out of the blue, but 10 years later and was like, hey, so they're looking for a trans model at Lululemon and I put your name in and you got it. I said, what?
Oh my God, yes, more jobs like that.
Yeah, like free money. Yeah, no, so it was great. So that was a really good casting.
Did they give you any leggings to sell online or did you just keep
I didn't. No, I kept them. I was like, I want to keep my $160 leggings.
You're like, you know, these are good.
Expensive.
I want to get to how do I look better in photos?
All right. So it
take
is
us
old school.
To school, Aris.
All right. So lighting is your friend and your enemy. Okay. So bad lighting will fuck you up. You will look your age.
Rude.
which can be a bad thing. No, I say it all the time. I'm like, oh, I look my age in here. We cannot stay.
You know, oh my God, I love cover.
That. Yeah. I'm like, we cannot stay here. Like, this is a bad brunch place. Can we be seated outside? I have a hat. And so, like, get a good glow going. I don't want hard light. So, hard light is not cool. But, so lighting is your friend and your enemy. So know your light and know what complements your skin tone best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, blues are not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing I would say is old school, I practiced in the mirror. Like, I know every single face I'm making to you right now. I know every single face. Wow. I don't have to look at myself at all. I know exactly what my muscles in my face are doing because I've been looking at my face for 17 years, like in photos. So whenever, like I've been on a shoot before, maybe like 5 or 6 times where the photographer will take like 30 shots and he'll be like, let's do a couple more. I'm like, you got it.
Yeah.
I know you got it. Yeah, I was like, because I did that thing like, I do and I know it worked. And so then we'll look at them back. I'm like, see, it's right there. See, that's the one you're going to use. And he goes, oh my God, that's amazing. And I'm like, I'm old. I've been doing this a long time. Like, I'm actually good at my job. And so this, because this is a job. People think modeling is like this fun hobby thing, but you can be a job if you want it to be a job. Like, this has been my career for quite some time. So
who do you think's the greatest, like, 90s, like, Cindy, Linda supermodel? And who do you, like, love their work in the present day?
Okay. God, that is so hard because the 90s supers are literally what I modeled myself after. Because that was my example. I'm like, I want to look like a 90s Barbie or a 90s supermodel. I'm wearing a Clueless shirt right now. The 90s. 90s.
Yes.
All day, 90s. Yeah, Cher is on my shirt shopping. But that's like what I'm always trying to channel. Plus, I have to give it to someone like the one when you see in person. It's actually, if you see any of them in person, it is like stop traffic gorgeous. Yeah. And they look exactly the same.
Yep.
I gotta give it to Linda. Yeah. Linda Evangelista is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And then there's Cindy, because she's just it. Like, she's just it. Like, she's just it. Did you see her in the Friends reunion?
No.
I didn't watch it yet.
Watch the Friends reunion. She does a quick. The
leather pants, right?
Yeah, she does it. Yeah, she does a quick little turnaround. And I was like, get the f*** out of here. She's still turning it. Yeah, she looks incredible.
I also think Naomi Campbell is just.
She's honestly the blueprint. I just didn't want to give the easy answer. Well, okay. Naomi Campbell, because she is the supermodel. Like, if you think of a supermodel, you think of Naomi Campbell. Like, there's Linda, there's Heidi, there's Christie Brinkley, for Christ's sake.
I know.
But, don't forget Christie.
Don't sleep on Christie.
No. Christie Brinkley Beauty makes a beautiful sunscreen. I'm just going to let everyone know.
Oh, really?
But Naomi Campbell has the attitude. It's like she's like the kind of bitch that would just shove you out of the way into the bar. Like, I'm better than you. And she knows, you don't have video of her when she's in court. And she's like, it's quite a disservice for me to be here right now. If I'm being honest, I don't want to be here at all. I was made to be here. And I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Like, you're in court right now.
And that's what we all want to say in court. Like, this is a huge inconvenience for me.
I'd rather not be here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So then, I have to give an honorable mention to a forgotten supermodel who just is always forgotten. She even got cut off of the runway in this one Zoom I saw, or TikTok of like the 90s supermodels making a comeback on the Versace runway. I wrote a piece for my friend Kate, Kate Bosworth. I know, name drop, but I wrote a piece for her website and Helena Christensen reposted it. And I was
and
like,
she did get cropped. And she
they cropped
big.
Her. Yeah, I was like, it's Helena fucking Christensen. I know
that
exactly
that music video on the beach where she was like in the black and white. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Was that the hot guy? Yeah.
Like you.
Very Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that song?
Yeah.
No.
I know.
I have no idea.
Wicked
what
Games.
You're
Chris Isaac. Wicked
Chris
Games.
Isaac.
She was on the video and she's like the sand on her underboob. Come on. Yeah.
Iconic.
These bitches
Iconic.
Are too young.
Yeah, so gorgeous. Yeah.
And who's Danish. Like your who's your now like model that you love?
I still aim towards the older girls just because now doesn't really inspire me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not inspired like because they're not creating anything I haven't seen before. And mm-hmm. so if I'm gonna give it to a model now, who is changing things? The other thing, I have a slight
you can
handicap.
Be shady.
I'm going to give it to me.
You
I know
can
it's
be shady.
Me. No, it's me. No, no. But like when I was a kid, like when I was younger, in my early 20s, even I used to read fashion magazines, like from cover to cover, like just all the articles, everything. And I would, and then this is when Vogue.com was a thing, and I would go and make a lookbook, and I would go out, like venture out to your Zara's, your H&M's, and like your Forever 21's.
Sure.
And I would literally look for the knockoffs of these looks and just, that was my look for the season. Like, this is what I'm going to look like this season. And so I'm obsessed with clothes. I love fashion. I have a whole room dedicated to clothes. My second bedroom is a closet.
Jealous.
Oh, thank you. I'm jealous too. No, but I love clothes. Like, that's why I got into this business. Like, it's a business I love. I love clothes. And so I feel like anyone who's got that passion behind them that just is in it for the clothes, like loves clothes that much, because I love clothes more than I love most people. I'm not going to lie. like, if my house started burning down, I would just start throwing shit out the window of my closet. Like,
like, you're like, are there any people in here? I don't care. Yeah, it's fine.
Like, this is vintage Gianni Versace. My God. Like, it just has to beat the fire. So I think anyone with that drive or passion for fashion, you know, passion for fashion, would inspire me to like them, because right now I'm not really inspired by anyone.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just working and I don't read fashion magazines anymore because it's a business, you know, like it changes. It's not fun anymore. I'm like, this bitch got that again. Car.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, bitter.
Yeah. There is something strange about it's well known on the podcast that I subscribe to everything in paper because I like to read like a paper magazine and paper. But it's strange to me when it's literally four people on, there's 200 pages in the Vogue and it's the same four people on every page. Like it's wild. Boring. It's boring and it's like all the same. So I'm like, oh, you know, let's go. But I think now we're going to open back up to a whole new world and people are going to be like real wild and crazy. So, okay. When we come back, you're going to fix some of our girls' lives.
All right, so I suffered from pretty bad cystic acne for a majority of my 20s, and I tried every, you know, tip and trick in the book. I've tried every over-the-counter treatment, and nothing worked except for, you know what, prescription treatments. And that's why I'm excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of today's episode. So Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. So what they do is they connect you to a board-certified dermatologist, and they'll create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin, because we know everybody's skin is different. So we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 on your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/lady. When you use our code lady, the code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, go to apostrophe.com/lady and click begin visit, then use our code lady to sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/lady and use code lady to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
So I just watched the intro to our next vodcast, and spoiler, it's mostly us getting out of this beautiful new Hyundai Tucson, rolling up to the venue, getting out of this sleek vehicle, and we look like badasses and we look like rock stars. So we love this new Tucson. We were inside of it just being blown away by all the features. Every inch of this all new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV fully loaded with available innovations both inside and out. So from design to technology to safety, every aspect has been improved upon. They have the digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, which is like, oh my God, never get locked out of your car again. LED daytime running lights are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. The infotainment screen on the inside is so massive. It's so futuristic. It's so cool. It's 10.25 inches. That is big. So it is so great. We love this car. Go check out more. Learn more at Hyundai.com. That's Hyundai.com to check out the all new Tucson and ride in style like the Lady Gang did on our way to the VOD podcasts and hopefully more.
Hey everyone, it's Kelty, and remember how I have the most beautiful hair of all time? Well, she wasn't born with it. She used Nutrafol. And if you're not taking Nutrafol this summer, what are you doing? My hair is thick, it's growing. I feel like I have more hair than I've ever had in my whole life. And you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code LADY to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LADY. I promise you, this absolutely works. If your hair is thin because of hormones, or maybe you just had a baby, or you're just getting older, Nutrafol is the bomb. They have Nutrafol men too. Amazing. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LADY.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so we're back for this part of the podcast. It's called Ask the Lady Gang. We have our girls and guys write in some questions, and we try to give them the best advice that we can give. Sometimes it's bad, so don't worry. Sometimes it's great, and we fix a life.
Okay.
So are going to get into it. Our first question comes from Anne. She says, hey ladies, I'm 21 and despite my best efforts, I've never had my first kiss. I've tried doing dating apps and my matches never progressed past talking. I've never had a guy show me interest in real life because my friends are all smaller and thinner and more attractive than me. It's not true. So guys tend to go for them rather than me. What can I do to make guys interested in my tall, awkward self?
I have a lot to say.
Yes.
As someone who was once tall and awkward, I think confidence is going to be your best friend. So you need to pull your shoulders back. Stop hunching, because I bet you're hunching because you're not very confident. And that speaks volumes to people. And guys are attracted to confidence. I always have a boyfriend because I am a total bitch. And so men love bitches. And so I don't mean be mean to them. I mean, like, I know myself. I know what my value is. I know what my worth is. And I'm not going to let you tell me otherwise. And so you have to get on that bandwagon. Otherwise, you're going to read like a doormat. And that's just not hot. You know, the alpha girl is always going to get it.
That's so true.
It's also, check your breath. Just saying, no first kiss. I'm like, check that breath. My sister's a dentist.
That's a very, that's
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
That breath. I'm like,
no, it totally has to do with confidence. It's like, if you're talking about yourself that way, imagine the energy that you're putting out towards a potential partner. Like, nobody is going to be attracted to that at all, because you can't, I mean, it's the way you talk about yourself.
Because you're coming into a situation as an incomplete person. And so nobody wants to complete you. That's a lot of work. You know, that's what a therapist is for, to let you get your shit together in yourself. And so if you're not going to do that work on your own, girl, you need to get a self-help book, read some Friedrich Nietzsche, you know, find Oprah, old Oprah tapes. I'm just saying, like, get some self-help going on, because that's going to help you more than anything, is just loving yourself first. And then you're going to attract people who actually like you also, as the way you are.
Finding people who inspire you, who you may share qualities with or traits or whatever it is. Like, we talk about it all the time. We don't follow people on Instagram that make us feel bad about ourselves. We follow people who inspire us, and maybe you need some new friends. If your friends are making you feel like you're the less attractive one, right, it could have a lot to do with something they're doing as well as with you. So see who's pumping you up and see who's making you feel beautiful, because that's also, unfortunately, it does seep into the way we feel about ourselves.
And I do want to make a note that the things that she used to describe herself that she doesn't like are all physical attributes. None of it was they're smarter or funnier or kinder. So it's like, you're definitely looking at things in such a superficial, very thin way, where there's so much more to offer than how tall you are or what your face looks like, because at the end of the day, that shit gets really old. Even if you're the prettiest girl in the fucking world, people are going to get annoyed with you in 1 second if your personality sucks.
Yeah, honey, Jennifer Aniston got cheated on. Hello. J-Lo got cheated on. Beyonce got cheated on. Gets old. You better be fucking cool. So...
I love
that. Oh my God. Yes.
I actually have a question for you, Reese, before we get to the final question is, you know, what do you hope is the new modeling industry looks like? Like, with you, the fact that you are like the top of Slay Models, which is an entire transgender agency, and like the girls and yourself are getting booked on Vogue and, you know, fragrance campaigns and all these big, big, big things. Like, it's not really mattering anymore what you are, I guess. Like, what do you hope the future of fashion looks like?
I hope the future of fashion is just less safe, because the reason why there hasn't been trans models, plus size models, more models of color is because they've been playing it safe for so long, like everyone's dollars don't exist. And so the real color that matters is green. And so when you find out we all have money and we're ready to spend it, you'll start appealing to us. And so, you know, just because they think, oh, you know, Bella Hadid again, Bella Hadid again, Bella Hadid again. I'm like, I'm getting really sick of her cat face. And so beautiful girl. But I'm like, oh my God, if she's in one more fucking campaign, like, because you'll flip through a fashion magazine, it's 6 pages of straight Hadid. If it's not Bella, it's Gigi. And I'm like, okay, there are other models. I'm bored. And so I just want them to stop playing it safe. Like, stop hiring the people who look like they're going to make you money. Because is the return really that big? Like, your Bulgari, your Van Cleef and Arpels, do you really... customer really needing these girls? I don't think
Like, is that going to make you legit?
No. So I'm just saying, like, honey, like, when it's De Beers diamonds, you really don't need Kate Moss for this. Like, you're De Beers. Believe in your own brand, you know? So I would like them to get bolder. I'd like them to play it less safe, because they've been really playing it safe, especially with the looks. Like, a lot of fashion has not been all that. So.
So true.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a snooze, hasn't it?
Yes,
even
it
for
has.
Me, and I'm like, oh, not a real fashion person, but it's like, I can't remember last time I saw a campaign like, or a magazine spread where I was like, like,
yes,
so yeah. Wild. This is so crazy. You know, like,
I miss that. The joke is that it died with McQueen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That last runway show he did was like iconic. And then after that, it was like, well, I guess we're not doing that anymore. Like, Victoria's Secret used to be super good with their fashion shows, and then it got really safe and they started playing like rock and roll. I was like, bitch, where is the gay bumps? So, like, these, right. The music that gets you like stomping down a runway. Yeah. And so, like, cause I don't know, like, the Sex is on Fire is not doing it for me. I don't want to walk down the runway to that.
The Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I don't want to dance. I don't want to walk down a runway like Kings of Leon in my panties. That sucks. That fucking sucks. I'm like, yo, where's Gaga? like, I want a bump down the runway. Like, I want to do this. And then, and I always credit that to Fern Malice, who was the creative director, when it was really good, when there were giant presence on stage and Tyra and like, cool. It was amazing, you know, like with the diamond runway. You're like, oh, this is sickening.
Yeah.
But
Sex is on fire. I can't.
Like, the beat is like, gunk, gunk,
gunk, gunk, gunk. Listen, like, I love rock and roll more than anything.
Too.
And
me
I
too.
Understand what you're saying.
Yeah. That's a road trip song. Like, it's like, or like at a festival, like, you're like, yes. I'm like, runway? In lingerie to this?
You're like, I am aspirational. This music is not making me feel untouchable. It's making me feel like one of the people, and I am not.
Yeah, I'm like, these
I'm
shoes
an exceptional
are by a gay man.
Looking human.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, this doesn't make any sense. Like, it just make it make sense. I need these to match. So,
God, yeah, funny. Okay, next question. Sorry, last question.
I know, I love that so much. Okay, last question comes from Ambitious B.
Ooh, your sex is on fire.
Please stop. I am super ambitious as I've worked full time, had a part time job, and did school full time. However, my partner is not ambitious. Yeah. I love him so much, but I wish he wanted more for his life. Every time I bring it up, it's a fight. I work so hard so we can have a better life in the future, and he is just living in the now. How do I deal with this? Am I too crazy? And is he right? Or am I right? And he's lazy. Girl, you are right.
Honey, he's lazy.
He's lazy, but you can't change him. You cannot take a lazy body, someone who's in, dare I say, the lazy gang, and get them into the motivated one, I'm work full time and go to school full time and have a part time job gang.
Yeah.
That's actually my number one deal breaker. I'm like, you have to like what you do and you have to be motivated, because I don't want to hear how much you hate your job every time you come in the fucking door, because I don't care. I don't care. I love my job. I would advise this girl to watch the first season of Insecure on HBO, because she is dating a not ambitious scrub bump of a log on a couch man. Mm-hmm. And you see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. And so the best thing that you could do for him is to leave. Anyway.
Yeah, it really is one of those things that I feel like a lot of people think that they can change about somebody. If they think, or if they get them with the right job or support them enough, where it really is one of those innate qualities that you either have or you don't have. You're an ambitious person, or you're not at your core, and you figure it out, or you just coast along. And some people are okay with having a partner like that. But if that is a thing that is constantly irking you, then I don't, it's not something that you're going to be able to change by somebody.
Yeah. It's going to be a constant fight, especially if he doesn't want to be receptive to communication about it. And because it sounds like she's trying to be like, hey, so would you want to? And he's like, and so
and if
it doesn't
like,
really lead anywhere.
And if he's like riding your coattails, and if you're making all of the money and supporting him while he's, there's one thing to like support your partner while they're getting off the ground and figuring out what their career is
going to
be.
He's going to med school.
Yes. But if he's just sitting on the couch all day long and you're making all the money and supporting you both, then that's a problem.
Big red flag.
There could be, this is obviously devil's advocate, but are you someone who, do you want a family with this guy, and do you think that he would be open to us being a stay-at-home dad? Because there are men out there who their calling is actually staying home with children, like that's the calling of many women. And so this may be, he may not have any ambition to do anything at all, because God knows being a stay-at-home mom is harder than any fucking job on the planet. But ask him, be like, you don't feel passionate about business or whatever it is you're doing in your career. Like, do you want a family? Do you want to have kids? And if you don't feel like you'd be resentful of him staying home and taking care of your children, which you shouldn't be, then maybe that's also like an option for you guys.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's very modern.
Very modern. But I feel like I don't want to have sex with a non-ambitious person. Like, that's just not hot. You're the dirty dish.
But, yeah. But if he's a really good
he could
dad.
Be, yeah. Ambitious about sure. being a dad. Yeah. He's like, sure. Amazing.
I could right. have a lot of sex with a hot dad.
Right? A imagine zaddy. If he like sews too. He's like, I fixed your skirt. I'd be like, working today. <Let's talk.
laughs> And it's on. Well, Aris, thank you for making time for us between your go-sees and folding your Versace. If you guys want to follow Aris, you can. It's kind of an interesting Instagram, but it's Aristocrat, like aristocrat.
Aristocrat.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, with my name.
Like her name and then, yeah, we're going to tag you in all this stuff too. And if you want to see some very beautiful photos of her, head on over to slaymodelmanagement.com and also Google. And I was trying to look for like this one picture of you that's my favorite so I could show the girls, but I'm just going to send it in our group chat after because it's like so fucking insane. You're so beautiful. Anyway, thank you for coming on and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingberg, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.